Welcome to the Flathead Home Show, your source for real estate information, inspiration, and education. My name is Justin Mecha. Happy weekend out there to you, Flathead goers. I've got a great series that we're going to kick off here this weekend, a good mini series, and it's going to warm the heart, I know, because it always does warm the heart when I bring my good friend Bob Helder, Executive Director of Habitat for Humanity Flathead Valley, to the radio. Welcome, Bob.
Good morning, Justin. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm happy you're here. I'm honored to be a part of this energy that we call Habitat in the Flathead, and I'm ready to talk about this one. Before I do that, let me thank my great sponsors, Brian Murphy, Nikki Marengo, Remax, Rocky Mountain Real Estate, Glacier Steel Products, Metal Roofing and Siding, protecting what matters, and Montana Basement Solutions, solving your water and mold problems for good. So, Bob, we actually just concluded the the home selection for this year's build cycle, and you've got three great opportunities in summers this year, right?
Well, we do. You know, it's good to be here today because honestly, the Flathead craves affordable housing.
Yes.
And Habitat yeah. is your solution to that. But
sure,
we
sure.
are wrapping up a build cycle in Lakeside, Montana. We're getting ready to launch a new build cycle in Summers, Montana.
Yeah.
You're right. We have just selected or in the process of selecting three families
yeah.
for three of five homes in Summers.
Yep.
Incredible process, Justin. We had 46 families complete the application mm-hmm. for Summers.
Yeah.
We have never had that many applications that we had to process four mortgages, just like a bank would process.
Right.
And then out of that, step into need, which is an incredible time that we actually step out of the financial end and step into talking to the families about their life needs
yeah,
and
yeah.
and how a Habitat home would absolutely transform their lives.
Yeah.
So you're part of that process.
Yeah.
And on Monday, our board of directors will take a look at these applicants and select three out of 46. For three families, their lives will be transformed. And for the remainder, we're saying not yet.
Yeah.
Stay tuned, apply again. So with these blessings of touching people's lives, we have to say not yet to a whole lot of others, which is difficult.
It is hard. And you know what, though? It's encouraging because I've served on this committee for a few cycles now, and I've seen repeats,
yeah.
which is great. Because when you say things like not yet, yeah, it's disappointing and it hurts, and it probably comes with tears. However, when they step back up and they say, you know what, we're going to swing at this again, because it's what's best for my family.
Yeah.
And the arms of Habitat are always open for that kind of
yeah.
stuff. So it's been great. It's been great to
and
see
Justin,
that.
And Justin, you're part of that family selection committee, and it's a group of 6-7 people who Habitat doesn't pick the families.
Right.
We've got representatives of our community that yeah. actually come down and pick which families Habitat will serve
yeah.
With that 15-month build cycle. And you know how those stories... Wow, I just say that to you and the hairs of my arm stand up.
Yeah.
They're incredible stories.
They really are.
Yeah.
yeah. And you invited me to be a part of this committee some years ago. And at first I didn't know what I was getting into. And I think you even warned me. You're like,
I don't warn you.
Beware, Justin.
And bring Kleenex.
That's right.
Yeah.
And then, you know what? It really is pulling back a veil and seeing the real need in our community. And I know I speak for the others as well. It's an honor to serve. It's an honor to serve and go and connect and be a light for these families and these individuals. And it's actually very heartwarming to see them step up and do things to better their family. It's awesome.
And it's not an easy commitment.
No.
I mean, these families, they have to be able to afford a mortgage. They're going to be paying a mortgage for 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
They have to commit to being on time with HOA fees and taxes and insurance.
Sure.
They have to donate work at a minimum of 500 hours. Divide that by 8. That's
yeah.
a lot of Saturdays.
Yeah. Yeah,
they got to bring their loved ones and not so loved ones to volunteer to help mm-hmm. them build these houses. They got to take classes. They got to put up with me. I mean, it's not easy.
That should be listed first, actually. Well, speaking of you, and actually to stop speaking about you, you brought a good friend here. We've got a guest in the studio.
We do.
Yeah. So what's going on? Habitat's expanding, growing, developing, good, better, different? What's happening, Bob?
We're doing more, better, and different.
Yeah.
We have a brand new community outreach coordinator. Her name is Hillary Devlin. She brings a resume of incredible stuff that's just going to gift Habitat. And so she is now the person to make sure that when you touch Habitat, your experience is going to yeah. be awesome.
Well, that's already happened. So, Hillary, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And I met you just a few weeks ago when the home selection committee was getting together, and there was this great introduction. Here's Hillary. And it was exciting to see your smile. Part of that. So tell us a little bit about yourself. What brought you to Habitat?
Well, I've been in the Valley for 8 years, and I worked at a nonprofit, a conservation nonprofit. And I just felt it was time to move on. Mm-hmm. And I saw this opportunity, and I was just super excited. Another great organization with an amazing mission to my talents towards.
Now, were you aware, obviously, being that you were community involved prior, mm-hmm. you certainly have heard the name Habitat. You
yes.
probably had an idea of what they do.
Yes.
However, did you jump in and then discover that there's so many more layers to this onion?
Very much so. Okay. And what I've noticed...
And I'm speaking about Bob, the onion. Thank you.
Yeah. He's got a lot of layers, yes. Yeah, I've... it's a lot more of a community and a family feel to things than I've experienced before, whether it's the volunteers that are showing up every day, the regular volunteers that show up every day for years and years and years, and the businesses that are just going out for a day doing, you know, some
build days.
And it's just an amazing camaraderie. It's an amazing feeling when you sit down for lunch with people and they break bread together and they just...
It's a multifaceted service
level.
It really is.
Yes.
Hillary, we've got to take a quick break. However, when we come back, can we discuss what you have in mind going forward with Habitat?
Sure.
This is the Planet Home Show. My name is Justin Metcha. Hanging out with me in the studio, Bob Helder and Hillary Devlin of Habitat for Humanity of the Flathead Valley. We'll be right back.
This is Eric Bodine, owner of Montana Basement Solutions. Our team has worked hard over the years to earn a solid reputation in the industry in fixing and preventing water-related problems in your home. We also specialize in mold testing and remediation services, often working with top contractors, architects, and even healthcare professionals in the Valley to ensure your home is healthy and safe for you and your family. If you are building, ask your contractor if they're working with us. If you suspect a problem in your home, call us directly. Montana Basement Solutions, 871-5971.
And we're back. It's the Flathead Home Show. My name's Justin Metcha. In the studio with me, Hillary Devlin, Community Engagement Coordinator with Habitat, and Bob Helder, the Executive Director, really the onion.
You're multiple layers.
Many, many, many layers. Yeah. Okay, so Hillary, we've got some exciting things happening with Habitat.
We do.
There's always exciting things happening with Habitat. There's multifaceted, that's what we were talking about last segment, multifaceted service opportunities. And I like, mm-hmm. just to recap here, I like how you brought that picture together where, whether it be a business and their employees or coworkers getting together for a build day, or it's a family jumping in and learning the financial metrics involved with preparing yourself for home ownership and then getting into home ownership and then the sweat equity opportunity into that home ownership opportunity.
Yes.
We've got some things on the calendar happening as soon as next week, though.
We do. We do. In Lakeside, we have our home dedication on July 14th at 6 p.m. And our dedications are really an opportunity to thank the volunteers, the lunch donors that come through from the community, the regular volunteers that show up, like I said. It's an opportunity to thank all of them and thank the different partners, the different suppliers, the different ways that people in our community have helped.
Yeah, the hands that came together to make this thing
there
happen.
There are a lot of hands that come together.
Yeah, they are. it doesn't feel like it was that long ago, although in a way, it does feel like it was a long time ago when we were talking about these lakeside builds, Bob.
Over 2 years.
Yeah.
COVID changed
everything. Yeah. Kind of stretched it out a little bit.
Yeah.
Speaking of change, though, the home dedication opportunities, which were once more of a private event, it's now a little bit more like an open house.
Yeah, it's going to be a party.
Okay.
It's going to be a party.
Yes.
And I'll tell you, we want our community out there, whether it's the Lakeside Home Dedication on July 14th, Columbia Falls Dedication on July 19th, both at 6 p.m. Come on out. Celebrate with the volunteers, the community, the donors, the supporters, and the families as they actually are handed a key to their home. And it's like, you can't put words to it.
You really can't. You really can't. No, and bring tissues because it's a heartwarming experience. And for whatever reason, allergies are always kicking into people's eyes. You know,
it just starts tearing up. Look at you.
Come understand the fabric of your community and welcome this new family into their new home. And they've worked very, very hard to get there, as well as the countless volunteers to get there. So that's fantastic, Hillary. And I'm excited for that. That's happening again this Tuesday, right?
Thursday, July 14 and Tuesday, July 19. Both are at 6 p.m. Lakeside home dedication is at 133, 139, 145 Crystal View in Creekwood subdivision.
Yeah.
So you just don't turn off to Tamarack. You keep going straight.
There it is.
And then Summer's groundbreaking is Tuesday, July 26 at 6 p.m. right off School Edition Road. As you can see the school on your left, we're going to be on your right.
Oh, cool.
And we're ready to transform that community by giving them 3, eventually 5 affordable homes.
You know, I remember when we were breaking ground in Lakeside, and I believe you said this is the first time Habitat's been in Lakeside.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. And this is the first time we've been in Summers.
That's right.
And now I challenge Big Fork. We haven't been in Big Fork. We need to be in Big Fork.
Let's step up, Big Fork.
Absolutely. Yeah. And we have not been in Evergreen.
Okay.
We need to be in Evergreen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Challenging the community. I like that. So you're a member of the community. You're listening naturally. And perhaps you have questions about Habitat, how it works. Come to the home dedication. See it in action. Maybe you just are a neighbor. You live in Lakeside. You want to know what's going on in the community. You want to welcome this new family to the community. Get to know them. Come to the home dedication. That's what this is all about.
And Justin, it's about transforming people's lives.
Yeah.
And it's about Habitat is truly building affordable homes, transforming lives, one person, one family at a time. And if you want to be part of that picture, reach out to Habitat.
Yeah.
Give me a call, 257-8800. Email me, director@habitatflathead.org. Stop in. I make an awesome cup of coffee.
Yes, you do.
And I'd love to share with you about Habitat and how you can be part of transforming the Flathead by being a part of creating that affordable housing option.
What a sign off. I love that. Speaking of, though, the Habitat building, we need to bring you back. And I hear we've shaken things up at Restore a little bit, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We've created great messes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love it. Okay, well, we're going to do that. We're going to come back, and we're going to discuss what's shaken over at the Restore. And what is the Restore, if for the 3 or 4 people in the community that may not be aware of what's going on at the Restore or the Restore itself. Come back in, and we're going to talk about the Restore, the development there, how Restore affects these families, and the opportunity that these families have with Restore. So, Bob, Hillary, thank you for your service in this community. Thank you for helping us through Habitat. Thank you for the efforts of Habitat. And thank you for joining us on the show.
Thank you, Justin.
You're very welcome.
This is the Flathead Home Show. My name is Justin Mecha. Be safe, be well, have fun out there. And, of course, as always, hey, Flathead.
Welcome home.